You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
The autumn of my life. The party is over, the cake has been cut. Oh, the champagne poured out, everyone's drunk. Ain't it just like me to seal my own fate? I arrived, but just a little too late. Oh, oh, sometimes it seems life's a big dumpster fire, or a series of memory funeral pyres. We're born at point A, live to point B. If we make it to C, we forget everything. Shuffle the cards, but it's all the same, 'cause only the jokers get to play this game. And only the rich ever get second chances. So throw on a dress and we'll kill ourselves dancing. So where do I go? So where do I go?
I'm doing good. How are you? Yeah, I'm eating good. I just had lunch.
This is Bird Note. An owl's gaze is uniquely penetrating. Peer into an owl's face. There's something almost human about its large, forward-facing eyes. Just how big are those eyes? They are astonishingly large in proportion to the size of the owl's head. A great gray owl, which stands 2 feet tall and weighs 2.5 pounds, has eyes larger than those of most humans. And while an owl's eyes may look human, their capabilities are superhuman. Enormous eyes help owls to see in near darkness. An owl's retinal anatomy is similar to that of cats, which rival owls in seeing in dim light. Owls see well in daylight too, but their color vision is probably very limited, and the evolution of such large eyes has required a behavioral compromise. An owl's eyes are fixed in their sockets, so the bird must rotate its neck to look around. One ornithologist has described owls' heads as little more than brains with raptorial beaks and the largest possible eyes and ears attached. To see a photo of this bird and all we feature on the show, come to our website, birdnote.org. Sign up for the podcast, too. I'm Michael Stein.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1, broadcasting live from up on Burnaby Mountain. At CJSF, we air public service announcements for not-for-profit community groups, organizations, and events, and we encourage you to submit a PSA and to please send it by email to cjsfpsa@sfu.ca. Be sure to include the details, like the name and contact information for the organization, date, time, location, and a short description of the event or service. Send your PSA information to cjsfpsa@sfu.ca.
Thank you. Thank you.